powder dry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Firefighters that have been around a long time are telling me that it's as dry as they've seen it in a long time.
Critical conditions now for most of Tennessee, so much so State Forester Jerry Jeter says,
since October 15th, a permit is required to do outdoor burning in Tennessee, and we've pretty much shut down all of those permits. That's our way of putting on a burn ban. It's just simply not allowing permits to be issued.
Jerry Jeter says that until significant moisture can help relieve the current drought conditions across the state, no one should be burning anything outdoors for fear of more potential wildfires. And already thousands of acres have been destroyed, especially in southeast Tennessee.
Year to date, we've burned about 25,000 acres already in Tennessee since January the 1st. Unfortunately, since about October 1st, we've burned about 7,000 of those just since October 1st. So conditions are getting worse daily, and we've been in touch with the National Weather Service, and there really doesn't seem to be any significant rain event coming in the foreseeable future.
Jeter says the early part of this fire season has had quite an impact on the Division of Forestry personnel.
We've got probably 90% of our full-time employees. We have 319 full-time employees. Probably 90% of them are fully engaged in fire, either on the fire line or in support of fire line efforts.
Jeter says, unfortunately, many of the fires that have destroyed so many acres were due to arson. And if anyone knows or sees any suspicious activity, you're encouraged to contact local law enforcement authorities, including the local Division of Forestry. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.